我这个以前不是信神的。
Because before I was not a believer of God.
对于神呢, 就像一个神话故事一样。
And toward God, I felt like this was just a story.
在我的学生时代和青年时代, 这个像一个电影一样。
And during my youth and school years, I felt that this everything was like a movie.
只是看一看,看个念头。
I feel that I was just watching everything as if it were just a movie.
我和大家的自我介绍一下啊，我是从大陆中国过来的， 是2013年12月份。
I would like to do a simple introduction of myself. I'm from China. I came in 2013 to America.
我家住在辽宁省沈阳市。
I live in a city in Liaoning province.
那个地方是满清发源地。
And that place is a very, under the Qing dynasty.
我的母亲就是皇族的后裔爱新觉罗氏。
So my mother was part of the
他爱新觉罗，他的我们是镶黄旗。
So
no, 镶黄旗。
Okay, so his family is part of the royal family of Qing dynasty.
爱新是姓。 觉罗是醒悟的意思。
So basically, he comes from royalhood.
所以从小呢，我们就听我的母亲给我们讲努尔哈赤怎样起家，怎样打天下，以直到最后怎么怎么样。
So ever since I was little, my mom told me about how the first emperor conquered China.
他们管妈妈叫讷。
So my mother was
不准吃狗肉。
My mother's name is Nhe, and the emperor's mother's name is Nhe, and said that she could not eat dog meat. Wait. Oh.
不准吃乌鸦肉。
Oh, goose meat.
狗肉和乌鸦肉都不准吃。 乌鸦,
so it said, she cannot eat dog meat, neither goose meat.
因为这个狗肉,
oh, crow meat, no crow meat.
狗肉救过努尔哈赤的命和乌鸦，吃了他们是犯大忌的，就像我们信神的人。
Okay, so basically the family tradition,
吃血拜偶像一样。
So family tradition is not to eat any crow meat, and also not to drink blood.
所以就这样。
So that is what it is.
当我来到美国以后,
when I came to America,
我和我的太太主要的任务就是到女儿家为她带孩子。
So reason for me and my wife to come was to watch, be in my daughter's house to watch her child.
我的孙女儿,大孙女儿5岁,小的孙子2岁。
My eldest granddaughter is 5, my youngest granddaughter is 2.
每天呢,我觉得上学,学琴,跳舞,绘画,反正这些事情很多很多。
So actually, in their busy lives, they have a lot of things to do, like such as learn instruments, they have to have dance lesson, and many things of the like.
所以有一次啊, 我记得,
so there was one time, I remember,
我和黄弟兄是一个小区,
that I was in this the same area as Brother John Huang.
我的孙女儿出来玩,
and when my granddaughter came out to play,
就和她的那个小女儿玩到一起去了。
My smallest granddaughter played with John's youngest child, Adeline. And then the two girls went to Brother John's house to play.
当时我怎么拦阻也拦阻不住。
But then, I just couldn't,
还不听话。
Oh, but we were not obedient.
我想我们在这谁也不认识你跑到人家去玩去有点太不礼貌了。
I felt that my youngest granddaughter had no manners. How could you go into someone's house that you might not be so familiar with?
他玩了一会儿呢，我就站在门口，我说怎么办呢？他不听我的。
But then after a while she played, I realized that she wouldn't listen to me.
And, 我要进屋的话呢，很为难。
And so,
你刚闯到人家家里去了，你的孩子都没有管住。
I felt that she was disobedient and that maybe someone would say that your children, your grandchildren does not have manners and go into a house that is not familiar territory.
没成想呢，皇帝兄呢，就站在门口了。
And then we saw Brother Huang standing there at the doorway.
就非常客气有礼貌地让我进屋，说没关系，你可以进来。
But yet he was so kind and courteous, he welcomed me into his home.
这就是我盛情难却。
And so that is,
我就得进屋了吧。
And so, yes, I was felt obligated to go in.
确实不公啊。
So I felt that I just need to go in.
进去了以后，这个唠一唠这个家常，我说家里的情况怎么样。
So then I started talking about my family and my home life.
搁这那个厨房的站着，这个好像是在做菜是做饭。我说你们是刚吃饭呢，还是吃完饭了？他说的还没有呢，正在。可能是刚吃完饭的意思，也是在洗碗，我就记不住了。
So I wasn't quite sure if the family, my brother John's family, was finished cooking or finished eating or cleaning the dishes. I'm not sure what was the occasion at the moment.
当时我就感到有点奇怪，我说他们家怎么这么多人呢
？But I felt, wow, their family is so many people.
大的也就是十来多岁，都是这样的。
There's like so many people of different ages in this house.
我就问我说你。您家几口人啊
？Like how many people do you have in your house, actually?
他说，我们两个大人，五个孩子。
Me and my wife, the adults, and then five children.
我有点害怕，我没听清楚。
So I don't think I heard correctly.
几个孩子
？How many kids do you have? I have five.
我当时哇
！And I was like, wow.
这是简直是上帝给的，这是不可能的事情啊
！This is like inconceivable.
我说我，您多大年龄
？How old are you, sir？
皇帝您说他五十二。
So I'm 52.
哎呀，我说我六十二了，才一个孩子。
I'm 62. I only have one child.
你们造了多几代人呐
？How many？
哎呀
，How many kids have you had？
我说我们在大陆啊，我们这个年龄，多一个都是。要制裁你的，要罚死你的，不准你工作，不准你生活，甚至给你投入到监狱里去之类。
Basically, the more children you have in China, the more difficulties or payments you have.
然后我说这些，他们都乐了，说这个是很自然的事情啊。最后
they said it was just very natural.
最后我就说了，我说我也相信这个事情，但是在我们的中国大陆是不可能的事情了。
Yeah, I said, yeah, it's obvious that can happen, but it would not happen in China.
就是在这些交流当中。
And then during the course of conversation and interactions,
我觉得他们夫妇二人
I felt that this couple
善良
are very, they're very marked by good works and very good.
温柔体贴人意
They're very, cognizant of people's feelings and are very kind.
也正是我要唠家常的好地方。
And it said, I really found a good place.
所以呢，我临走的时候呢，安妮呢还给我拿了两个吃的东西，我不知道叫什么果。她说：“这个你带回去，这是个台湾带回来的。”
So on my way out, Sister Annie.She gave me some, I have no idea what kind of fruits they are, but they're from Taiwan, and she gave them to me. Then water apple? Oh, wax apple.
还有一小盒什么吃的东西。
So,
我当时我就想推去，我说这个 不好意思，不可以，不可以。
I kind of felt bad. I didn't really want to take it.
外孙女呢，表示很眼馋的意思。
But then my granddaughter kept looking at it. It's like, yeah, I want it.
我又没办法了。
So of course I couldn't do anything about it.
我说好吧，实在是谢谢。
Okay.
我连连你点头。
Thank you, thank you. I nodded to Sister Annie.
然后呢，黄弟兄他说的，这个唠到这块儿，他就说，他说正好呢，这个我今天晚上、明天晚上可能是，说是礼拜五有这个教会有什么活动，你如果方便的话，你可以参加。
And then so Brother Huang invited me to a few upcoming events that same week, including some event on a Friday to warmly invite me to come.
晚上六点钟开饭。
Oh, so this is actually the Friday evangelical service with 6 p.m. dinner.
啊，我当时听完心里很热乎。
I felt like my heart warmed up.
我说这种邀请，实在我应该去参加去。
And I was like, this kind of invitation, I'm just compelled to go.
但是我又一闪念。
But then I just kind of had another thought.
我说这是个教会的地方，教堂啊。
He said, and I kept thinking, is this like a church?
我从来没去过。
I've never been to this kind of place.
我有点莫名其妙。
I felt like kind of weird.
是吧？似乎想答应你还有点胆怯，还有点畏惧，还有点顾虑。
I just felt a bit apprehensive, just had some anxiety, thoughts of anxiety in me.
然后呢，我就勉强答应了。我说好，我你都有机会一定，我明天一定来。
Then I felt like kind of forced to promise them, yes, I will come tomorrow.
回到家里。
Then I went back home.
我就和我的太太把这个事情讲了。
Then I reported this to my wife.
首先讲的我就说，我说这个他们家是台湾人。哎呦，我说52岁，5个孩子。
Then I said, they're Taiwanese family. He's 52 years old and he has 5 kids.
两个都已经念大学，都是大学生。
And the 2 eldest are already in college.
哎呦，我说很了不起呀。
It's like, wow, they're just so amazing.
我说还带了这么多的吃的东西，你看一看吧。
And they gave us this.
我说这是个台湾人家带回来的。
These Taiwanese fruits, look at this.
他看一看。
Go take a look.
然后我就说了，我说的明天他要。人家要邀请我到教会去一趟。
And then they say, "Hey, tomorrow, come to our church."
然后呢，你说去不去啊
？So will you go?
他说的，你去什么呢
？He said, "Why would I go?"
那个地方你不要去。
Don't go to that place.
你把两个孩子带好了，这最大的事儿了，这是。
Just take care of your grandchildren. That's all you need to do.
啊，我这想。
I kept thinking.
我说的行了，慢慢再说吧。
I said, "Oh, okay, whatever you say."
这个事情就到这就完事了。
And so that was the conclusion of that.
不久以后呢，我又看到了葛姊妹。
Then, in a short while, I saw Sister Ge.
她也在我们一个小区里。
She as well was in my neighborhood.
老姐妹有时候语重心长的唠一唠，你说你家里什么地方人呐？
So we would bump into each other, but then we would converse, talk about each other's families.
我是浙江来的，过来已经11年了。我说你老多大年龄？他说我已经71岁了。
She said, "You know, I've been here for 11 years. I'm already 71 years old."
牵一只小狗啊。
And I have.
早晚都是在这个散步啊。
Oh, she was walking a dog, and then she was walking about with her dog.
然后他说你带孙子吗？我说对啊，我带着小孩。
And she said, are you with your grandchildren? I said, yes, I am.
你可以那什么呢，带他到教会去啊。
Then she said, you can bring them to church.
那里有玩的东西，
什
么玩具都有啊。
There's so many toys at church.
我说是吗？
Really?
我说那非常好啊。我说我带着他们可以玩，我还可以跟那里看一看，学点什么东西，是不是？
Then I was like, yeah.That'd be so great. Maybe I could learn something. I could listen to something.
听道理，那都是善良的事情啊。
I could listen to the teachings, and these are all very good things.
说完以后呢
？So in the future,
我心里就是 有了一个印象。
And so, in the last week at my baptism, I saw a vision.
又过了不知多长时间。
I had an impression of baptism.
有一次我看到他。
I just had an impression.
跟我们小区的路上往那边走早晨。
So I was walking on a road nearby.
打招呼，我说您上哪去啊？这么早啊？
So he said, where are you going so early in the morning?
拎个小包，穿得干干净净。
Oh, who is she talking about? Oh, she said I had a small bag. Oh, she, who's this person? Oh, Sister Ge had a small bag.
她说我去上教会去啊。
She said, I'm going to church.
我说哪个教会啊？
Which church?
她说就对面那个嘛。
Just the one nearby.
我说就这个我也经常跟这块儿的。
The one across nearby. Just, yes, the one that one.
五个字啊，真耶稣教会。
Five characters, well, in Chinese, but in English, True Jesus Church.
他说对对对。
He said, yeah, yeah, that one.
哦。我说好啊，我说你是一个信徒啊。他说对啊。
She said, yeah, said, okay. Are you a member? Yes, I am.
这证实了他以前和我说过的话。
So this kind of validated the things that was said to me.
是真事。
Was true.
从这以后不知多长时间，有一次我带我的孙子和孙女儿到小区的公园去玩去。
So then I was taking my granddaughter to the neighborhood play.
玩去那我的太我的太太就去了。
And then my wife also came.
去了，他说，那个没说什么，就说一起来带孙子吧。
And so, she said, "Hey, let's bring our grandchildren together and to go."
这时候我就有点烦躁。
So I felt a little bit, irritated.
我就觉得有心里有事。
And it just felt like in my heart there's something bothering me.
我就告诉他，我说我回家一趟。
And then I said, I'm going to make a trip home.
我就顺着那个小道我就奔教会去来了。
And then that is when I went to church,
actually. 实际上我这走的时候是迷迷糊糊朦朦胧胧有点在冥冥当中找到不知道是要上哪去。
It just felt like I ended up at church randomly. I didn't even know where exactly I was going.
这个教会有点像磁铁似的有点泄力好像。
It's almost like this.
我的脚步不知道怎么拐，左拐右拐，拐到这来了。
It's weird. It's like there was some power that's inclining me to go to church.
走到大门的时候，我也不知道我是进还是不应该进。进来这个地方属于一个禁区，我怎么能进来一个人没有啊
？It was like a magnet that was attracting me to come to this church.
也不挑我的摆布了，我就走吧。
It's like I wanted to go, but I couldn't.
一个人也没有。
So then I made a circle around church.
我一看那食堂的后门，哎呀。
And then I looked through the back door and I saw this must be like some kind of a love hall where people eat.
桌子上放了一个小皮包。
And then I saw on the table there was a little bag on the table.
我说我搁这过去吧，一动门门开了。
And then I went to go open the door and it opened.
看这屋里有人没有人呢？
And then there was nobody in there actually.
我就搁这门出来了。
And then I came out of the door.
出来看到。这屋有人，我们这屋好像有声音正在传道。
And then in this room, I heard like a sound. It sounded like a pastor was speaking.
这边就出来一个人。
And then there came a person.
就是现在的王兄。
That is Brother Wang over there on the
right. 王兄说你好。
He said, "How are you?"
给我整得挺愣。我说这个人怎么像亲人一样啊？说话这么和蔼呀？
It just sounds like when he talks, he's very loud and pronounced.
他说您如果要是没有别的想法的话，可以进屋里听一听啊。
He said, if you don't have any plans, please join us and listen.
我说我是没什么事情，主要是来看一看，这是这里究竟在做什么，是干什么的。
I got no plans. I just want to see what's going on here.
在这儿呢。他一说了这话以后呢，就是温文尔雅，非常有礼貌。
So after he said that, I realized, you know, he was very well-mannered.
实际上在这儿呢，我就有点 受感动了。
And then I felt moved and touched.
我说可以，我进去可以吗？说可以啊，可以，可以，可以。说话之前就把门打开了。
I said, "Can I actually go in there?" And then Brother Wang said, "Yes, yes, you can come." And I went in.
往屋里请呀。
And
我就身不由己的我就进来了。进来的时候就坐到这个位置。
Oh, so when I came in, I sat on my right side, on the right side here.
听那个讲这个传道。
And then the preacher was speaking.
过了不知多长时间，我的电话响了。
Then after a little while, my phone rang.
我今晚问接电话后，女儿说你在哪里呀？
Then I picked up the phone, and my own daughter said, "Where are you?"
我说我在教会。
I'm at church.
她说什么？
What?
你在教会，你知道今天是什么日子吗？
You're at church. Do you know what day it is?
我说怎么了？
What do you mean?
说今天是你的生日啊，他安排中午吃午饭呢。
It's your birthday today. We have lunch for you.
我像做梦一样大梦初醒。我说哟，我忘了这个事情啊。
I've just simply forgot.
我说行，知道了，我一会儿回去。
Okay, I'll come home.
我回来就和王军请个假。
And then my daughter took a day off. No, wait, who? I took a day off. No, say Qing Jia. Oh, Brother Wang.
王军说了一声，我说我有事情。
Oh, I told Brother Wang that I need to go. I have something I got to do.
王军说可以啊，可以，可以，你可以。
He said, okay, sure.
就这样。
Yeah, so that was that.
我说我以后呢有机会我还可以来。我说礼拜四了或者是怎么样的。
And I said that, yeah, when I have, in the future, I have an opportunity, I will come again. It's on a Thursday.
是不是呢？通过第一次以后，第二个礼拜四以后的星期周六，或者是怎么样的什么灵恩会啊，我都基本上都尽量的来参加。
So then the second week later, it was a Thursday, I came, and then on a Saturday, there was also this spiritual convocation. I tried my best to make most of it.
尤其是在听那个传道的讲圣经的过程中。
Then I, during when I was hearing the pastor speak about the Bible,
我深感震撼。
I felt moved, compelled.
神的道理这样的深刻
that it's the word of God is just so deep
这样的精髓
it cuts to my heart
它如同一本百科全书
this book is like an encyclopedia
我小时候受的是中国的传统儒家文化的教育
him
孔子
他 oh so when he was little in China he learned from Confucian's teachings
三纲五常 君为臣纲父为子纲哎，夫为妻纲。
So he's mentioning some of the Confucian teachings.
五常仁义礼智信。
It's
仁义礼智信。
Some virtues of Confucianism.
圣经的话就是义人。
Oh, so but the word of God, the Bible is righteousness.
所以说。圣经里头讲的这些东西似乎融合了孔子的中庸之道。
So it seems like the words in the, of God in the Bible seem to be related to Confucianism.
要求我们做人。
It just basically teaches how to be sensible people.
中庸之道要求我们做人就是做事。
How to just conduct yourself and then morality, how to be moral, have a moral code.
不过也不提，不要过也不要达不到，叫中立意思。
So it's basically it preaches about moderation and not extremes. The Bible itself.
庸呢就是恰到好处。
So that this is it's all for good benefit.
不改变。
To be constant and not differ or change.
所以说，圣经呢加深了这些东西，补充了非常非常多的东西，比如。接人待物，这个妻子、父母，如果方方面面的这些都说不好。
So I think that the Bible is very comprehensive in its teachings. It seems to cover a lot of things about like family and couples and just a lot of very essential and good teachings.
都有一个清楚的交代。
And it has a very a clear understanding inside it.
如果你信了，你就可以做一个很好的艺人。
If you believe, then you can be a very virtuous person.
所以我想，我为什么不这样做呢？
Then I kept thinking, well, why would I not do this?
我学老了，但是我心没老啊。
I said I might be old physically, but my heart is still young and wants to learn.
特别是我看到这些兄弟姊妹。有七十多岁，有八十多岁的，他们精神还这么矍铄，老态龙钟，还在这里学习。
If you look at them,
简直给我太震撼了。
These people in front of me, 70, 80 year old members, they just have this heart that's just undying and wants to learn more about God.
所以我的信心就大增。
So that is when that kind of in a way piqued my interest and moved me to come and learn.
当我第一次在埃及日的时候，在会堂里头
，And then when I was in the chapel during my first Sabbath，
参加听到这个唱班师
，And then I heard the choir，
我听到了以后，我的眼泪夺眶而出。
And then after I heard the choir, my tears were continually flowing.
我的心在激烈地跳动。
My heart was being stirred up.
这种歌声，它的声韵，我觉得从远古飘来。
The sound of this song is even more beautiful than the original composition of the song.
在宇宙里回荡。
It's like...It's like from ancient, long ago.
我五体投地，无法形容当时的感动。
I'm just compelled and completely moved and touched.
当时有一种呼喊的力量。
It's like a living feeling I had.
但是我已经变成一滩泥了。
Oh, but it's calling to me, but I felt like I was just a pile of mud. Oh, okay. I just... Complete submission.
我不知道这种声音我从来没有听过。
I've never heard such sounds before.
这种声音甚至在我的梦中
then,
有时候都会回响。
And this sound is often in my dreams. I would often come to ruminate upon it or think about it again.
有时候我起来一睁眼睛我说怎么着我中毒了吗
and,
什么声音呢这是。
And so sometimes I would, I would wake up
想到这的时候我的眼泪给我的眼角就出来了。
And then I would think of this, the sound again, this music, and then I would be burst into tears.
莫名其妙，不知道为什么。
It's so mysterious. I just didn't know why.
就是这样。
It's just is that way.
蒙神的拣选。
And to be chosen by God.
二十五号灵恩会。
And it was the spiritual convocation that just passed.
传到 告诉我这个受洗。
And then a pastor told me about this baptism.
我很激动。
I was really excited.
因为我对神亏欠很多。
Because I felt so indebted to God.
做信徒来讲，还觉得很不够，很不够。
I just felt that I just have not done enough.
但是呢，如果我做了信徒，我可以领受圣灵，正如保罗所说的。Then,
but then, if I became a member, I could have or partake of the Holy Spirit, and according to what Paul said,
属血气的人不领会圣灵的事。
And that I would be of dealing with heavenly matters, not physical or things of the earth.
并且不能知道那些属灵的事儿，那些事儿唯有属灵的人才能看透。So
spiritual matters can only be understood by those who are spiritual.
属灵的人能看透外事。And
then the spiritual people can see things
of the world.
But then others are not able to see what they see.
所以说，我就坚定信心，一定要受洗。
So I established in my mind that yes, I need to get baptized.
踏进神的殿堂。
To be able to enter into God's temple.
在这之前呢， 几个众弟兄姊妹见面对我温柔而雅。
And before this, there was a warm greeting.
称我为刘先生您好。
From a brother and sister say, Brother Lou, no, Mr. Lou, how are you?
我觉得呢，我长了呢，我觉得我这耳朵有点不太愿意听。
And then I felt like I, for some reason, was reluctant to
listen.
So because everyone else is brethren, brothers and sisters, but then I'm called just the Mister.
所以我要是踏入了主的大门，做了信徒，我就可以当兄弟姊妹来称呼了。Then,
of course, if I'm baptized, I can become one of the brothers and sisters. I would deserve the title of brother.
这样心情不是更好吗？
Wouldn't that be so much better for my faith?
受洗的那天呢？
And on that day of baptism?
我在晚上散步。
Then I took a walk.
我就想了一件事情。
I was thinking of a matter.
我说明天是25号。
Tomorrow is September 25th. It is the day of my baptism.
如果要是阳历25号，阴历也是25号， 那就更棒了，但是不可能的事情。
I kept thinking if it was the September 25th also on the Lunar New Year, then or Lunar Year, wouldn't that be great?
为什么这样想呢？ 因为五这儿是一个极
So basically, in Chinese tradition, anything with five in the date is a very, very fortunate, a day of good fortune.
我有一个迷信，家中我们兄弟姊妹七个，我排行第五，老五。
Okay, so there's some superstition because I'm number five of my seven siblings.
出生的日子是11月5号，星期五。I was
born on November 5th on a Friday.
当时我们家很困难，七个子女照顾不了。我母亲生我以后就生病。So
we had a lot of difficulties at the time, and So I was number five, and then after I was born, my mom became ill. My mother had decided to give me away.
但是我父亲就哭了。
But then my father cried.
他说, 我不同意。
He said, I don't agree with that.
再苦也不能多他一个。
Even if our lives are so bitter, it's we can still take on one more child.
因为他这个日子很奇妙。
So because of this very strange, the dates are strange.
在三个五，星期五，四月五号。 排行老五.
Because I'm number five in the child, number five child, number fifth child, and on November 5th and a Friday, all of this seems so strange.
在中国传统文化当中，九五至尊呐。
So in Chinese tradition,
还有天命之分。
Five is very, very special.
就这样就把我留下。
It's very high and lofty.
如果不是这样的话，我不知道冥冥当中我现在漂流在天海角。
If it weren't for all that, I don't know where I would technically be today.
也不可能有今天在这和弟兄姐妹们唠家常，做见证。
I don't think I would have this opportunity to be here today to testify amongst you all.
所以说我就想，盼望25盈利，人力也是25，简直是不可能的事情。
So actually, I kept thinking, it's just unfathomable and impossible that I'm getting baptized on the 25th, which is also the same as the lunar year
date.
So, when I exercise, I take 25 steps, or I repeat, I just do 25 repetitions of whatever I'm doing when I exercise as one set. And so after that, I went home and I slept.
睡了一个安稳、很睡、甜美的觉。
Then I had the best sleep ever.
早晨起来，我翻一下杨丽黄丽。 And
I woke up and I look at when I woke up I looked at the lunar calendar. It said the 25th in red. It said on the lunar year calendar that it's August
25th.
Is this a godsend?
可能吗? 不可能啊!
Can this be? I kept flipping through the lunar year calendar.
我说难道都是一样吗? 不一样。
And can it really be the same? No, it can't be.
哎呀, 我的心里先开了哗一下的激动。啊!
Then my heart was set ablaze. It was on fire.
神关照我呀。
God had chosen me.
然后呢, 两边有两排字。
And then I saw these two rows of characters.
左边写着, 望父全而至, 希望的望, oh, 父亲的父,
hope of
成全的全,
the father,
儿女的儿, 自己的字, 望父全而至, 至死不怕难, 身如逆流船, 心比铁丝坚, 啊, 这正是我的心意啊。
So there was some saying that was very true, rang true in my heart, and it was overcoming difficulties.
弟兄姐妹们，你们想一想，这是不是一个神迹呀？
Don't you think that, brothers and sisters, that this is a miracle?
我使劲翻了洋黄了，这要翻得透了。
也没有这句话。 So flipping through the Bible, I haven't even seen this type of saying. So basically, bottom line is that it's so miraculous how on the Lunar New Year calendar and also the day that I get baptized is all the same day,
the 25th. 我说这个事情太震惊我了，我一定要做见证。
He said, you know what, this is such a strange occasion or miraculous situation. I was telling the pastor, I need to testify this. And the pastor humorously answered me.
He said, 是一种迷信的。
Some things are superstitious.
但是我想我在心里默默地在祈祷。
But then when I was being baptized, I was actually secretly praying.
就这样。受洗的时候呢
After I was baptized,
我排在了第三名。
I was actually during baptism. I was actually the third person to get baptized.
洗的时候呢，传道呢，这个把我的头啊就浸到了水里。
So when I was in the midst of being baptized, a preacher had put my head into the water.
我在进入到浸水的时候那一刹那。
And when I had entered into the water at that moment,
我嘴里还在祈祷和祷告。
My mouth, I was still praying.
当我的头进下去以后
，And when my head entered the water,
哗一声
，Then my whole body
就像那一吨水浇灌我的头上一样
，Was just like a whole deluge of water had gone on my head.
然后从脚底下一个黑柱，哇嚓就涌上去了。
Then I saw something
甚至像喷泉喷出来。
Emerged from my feet upward.
Oh, this, this! 我希望你快点往出喷呐，我简直挺不住了。
I just kept saying, I hope that this black thing can be gone from me.
上来以后，拿手一抹是这个眼睛，天亮了，刷亮了。
And then, I saw something really bright in front of me.
晃的我有点刺的受不了了。
And I almost to the point where it was so bright I couldn't take it anymore.
我就往岸上走。
Oh, then I walked toward the shore.
这个时候呢，我不知道走了几步的时候，我就觉得这个前面呢，像那个白布，或者像这个一群人，很多的人在这样的摇摆。主要的摇摆和是在热烈的欢迎啊，还是在一种高兴舞蹈、载歌载舞。
I was walking toward the shore. Everything looked like this white blanket, and everyone standing there was just like part of a really happy occasion or some dream.
他的脸面笑容，似眼色现。
And everyone's face was very cheerful, smiling, and full of joy.
哎呀，我说这个。这个是怎么回事啊
？And I think like what is this？
还有没有声音
？And then there was no sound at that moment。
这个时候呢，有一个人和我对面走过来。
And then there was a shadow。Oh, there was a person walking toward me。
他的脸面呐，满面的笑容，特别的善良。
So his smile was big, and you could really feel the goodness of him.
像一个天使
like an angel.
就走过来了
This person walked toward me.
我说你这个走怎么搞的？奔我眼睛里来了呢？越走越大。哦，我就要这样一推，他又过离我又过很远，但是又过来了。啊，我这人有点感觉受不了了。我说这要进到我的嘴里来了，我赶紧闪边。
So、
我咽一下，不要掉到我肚子里、啊。
Basically, this person was walking toward me, and the closer they got to me, the bigger they were. It was almost I was about to, like, they were enveloping me, or I was going to swallow it.
我使劲这么哽咽一下，就像打嗝似的，这一下子，哦，我回到现实了。我这个脚就这么凉的，踩在这个硬的东西沙子上了。
And so, suddenly this vision subsided, and then I felt that my feet was walking back on the solid sand.
接着定睛一看
，And then I looked.
沙滩上也没有几个人呢。
And then on the sand, I saw that actually there wasn't really anybody there.
纯粹是一种幻觉。我的
Oh, I thought it was like an illusion.
我年龄大了，眼睛出毛病了。
So I might have thought it was my elder my vision going bad.
这个事情我就压下了。
And so then I had kept this in my heart, this thing in my heart.
我就奔那个更衣室去了。Then
I went to the restroom.
到了当天的晚上,
and at that, on that evening,
我就回顾这个白天的事情。
Then I was just recollecting of the previous day's things, the things of the previous day.
我就感觉我说的怎么回事啊? 这个到底是怎么回事呢？我怎么现在莫名其妙？它是一个神话，还是我的一个错觉？
I kept thinking, is this really from God, or is it something that I just thought of myself?
哎呀，这个时候我就觉得越想呢，因为那个时候已经闭灯了，就是在黑暗当中。So
I kept thinking,
我就想坐起来还坐不起来，坐不起来还想起来。 这个时候呢，我就有点搁床上有点躁动。So
at that time, when I had just woken up, I had a feeling that I didn't want to sit, nor did I want to lie down.
辗转反侧。
Then I turned. I just basically flipped my body around.
这边门开了。And
then the door opened.
因为走廊楼上的走廊有一个。 一线灯光,门一开就露出来。
And then upstairs hallway, there's like a ray of light that came in.
原来是我的女儿。
It was actually my own daughter.
她进来给我的外孙女找故事书。
And so basically she came in to find a book for her daughter, for her to read to her daughter.
然后她说,受洗了你。 还记得吗?
So, do you remember? Why are you so moved and so touched after you baptized? Why is it that you feel like that?
这个意思就是这个意思。
So basically, it's what it means.
我哥哥讲，我说他怎么知道我呢？
So,
对不对？
How did she know I got baptized? Or how did she know that I was feeling like this?
然后呢,她关上门,待会儿就出去了。她说,我给孩子找书来了。So
she just, I'm just here to find the book for my daughter, and then she just closed the door.
这样就把这个场面,我就前前后后地想,这个经过。So I
kept thinking of this whole situation.
实际上我就觉得,我想这是神给我的反馈吗?神的恩典吗?
Is this this answer from God? Is this the will of God?
所以,我的信心倍增。
So my faith.
我的信心倍增，信神的心倍增。Oh,
my faith improved.
总之这一次受洗以后，这个想起来这些事情啊，就像一个故事一样。And
so after being baptized, I am likening it to a story.
不知道对大家是一个鼓舞，还是一个怎么样。So
I'm not sure if to everyone it's more, it's like a story or something else. Okay. There was a session where we had explained something with Brother Liu and also Pastor Liang. So when he was at the point of baptism and his head is entering the water, they were actually using in the spirit, praying in spirit.
那,有先生你说那时候你有感觉一个力量下来。
He felt that there was this power coming down through his head.
所以有一个圣灵的力量下来,因为他在讲灵言,然后突然间他觉得有一个力量这样从头浇灌下来,他跪在那里,海里面在祷告的时候。
Like a spiritual power going through him as he was praying in tongue and then as he was kneeling down in the water.
然后他奉主耶稣圣灵传道给他按头进去水里面的时候,
and in the name of Lord Jesus Christ was being baptized and his head was being put bowed into the water.
他感觉从脚那里有一个黑影,
He felt there was this black shadow that basically came out of the water from his down from the bottom, from his feet upward. So Holy Spirit coming down and then being baptized, and at the same time, as a result, it's almost like the devil, the Satan coming out.
有些人是这样，对不对？圣灵下来。
Brother Lou, not
Mister Lou.
So Holy Spirit coming down and the Satan coming out. Is it like how it was, Brother Lou? Was it that way? Yes, it was. So we have to explain the baptism in our church really is a real and living true baptism. Why does it have such a power of redeeming sin? It's because there's the Holy Spirit. He was there praying in the Holy Spirit in the speaking of tongue, and the Holy Spirit descended. And that's why in the water itself there's that power of the blood, the efficacy of the blood that was there. And so when the blood washed his sins away, the Satan doesn't have any more room to dwell. So that is why Satan came out from that, from outside of the water, had no other way to go, no other place to stay. And in April, Sister Fei, Sister Xiao Fei also had the same situation happen to her then. Same thing in Africa. Our pastors also say, or they people tell them that when they're baptized, a black thing came out of the water as well. And then his eyes saw glory, the light, the glory of light, the glorious light. It's not, he wasn't recollecting anything, he was actually seeing a vision. So when he was being baptized, he was looking toward the shore. He saw, said that left and right, left was all white. It looked all white, but it looked like there was no people. But actually, they were all angels. So it says, when after a sinner gets baptized, then the heaven, the angels in heaven will rejoice. So what he saw was not just all blanket of white, it was actually a throng of angels. But then when he actually looked at the shore, he just only saw a few people there. So the angels were actually, they're greeting him. I'm very happy. So he saw this person coming toward him who was actually an angel. He saw that this angel was very adorable and very happy. So he's he kept seeing the angel coming toward him, like closer and closer, to the point where he's almost about to like swallow him. And this wasn't just in a few seconds, but this angel was just really happy. This testify, or is a testament to the fact that our baptism is according to the Bible. It washes your sins away. And so the angels will rejoice. And heaven above will rejoice. And they're greeting and inviting us in. So this baptism of the true Jesus Church is at the beginning to going toward to heaven. So that's when his vision, when it diminished or it ended, he just saw on the sand there was just a few people there. So thank God.
感谢神，感谢大家，耽误大家的时间了。
Thank God, for you all and your time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, thank God. Okay, thank God for the wonderful testimony from Brother Lou.
感谢神啊，让刘弟兄给我们美好的见证。
We don't mind that he went over time because it was a very, very moving and very powerful testimony.
虽然时间有一点超过，但我们非常感谢神，他带来这么美好的见证。
And we all know that we were very edified from his testimony.
我们从他的见证当中呢，让我们很造就我们的信心。
So we really are happy to gain him as a brother in our family.
我们很高兴能在我们的家里面又增加了一位弟新弟兄。
And we'll just read one verse to conclude, Ephesians chapter 1.
那我们念一个经节来做结论。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书第一章第四节。就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选的我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So Brother Lou said that originally he thought that him getting baptized on this day was a superstitious occasion because it was all the numbers of five.
当刘弟兄见证他在受洗的那一天，因为日期，他对日期的一种迷信。
But then we know from this verse that it's way more than that. It's not superstition.
所以从这一节的经文上面，我们可以学习到说，其实不是一种能去受洗不是一种迷信的，而是在基督里早已拣选的我们。
Yes, because he already chose us before he created the world.
其实神在他创立世界以前。在基督里已经拣选了我们。
And so that's why our calling in his family is amazing and very, very important.
所以在神对我们的呼召是很特别的。
So let us keep remembering that and we will conclude our gospel tea fellowship today.
我们就借着这个经文来造就我们我们就在这里做一个结束。
生意基本上就管不了这些孩子的事情，所以说都落在了我和太太的身上，所以说就是这样的。所以说像这个弟兄姐妹啊，像安妮啊，经常的给我这个微信上来这个请我到他家里呀、去查经啊，哎呀，我都表示非常的感动。我说这些这么热情啊，简直真是，哎呀，我说不出来的那种心情和一种这个激动啊，我就感到，尤其是这个我听到这个在唱诗的时候，那种声音呐、简直打动我的灵魂里去了。我深深的有一种震撼，我说我甚至要哭，欲哭泪，但是我觉得我的脑海里啊，好像在天空中这个游荡那种我说不出来的声音，说不出来的那种那啥，我简直就是要这个五体投地了，说不好那种心情和感受。所以这次这个受洗，我就觉得我应该更进一步地跟上主神的脚步，这个做一个神的信徒，所以说我就这个要求这个申请主动这个归主的这个门下。 做主的门徒。当我那天说也很好啊，这个天朗气清，空气阳光都是那么明媚，是吧？大伙儿这个众弟兄们那么的这个高兴，这个传道领着我们到那里了。当我这个进到水里的时候呢，我觉得一股这个黑黑的东西上来的时候，一股黑黑的东西全都涌出去了。我进到水里的时候呢，一股这个圣灵啊，就是浇灌下来，啊、哦，真是一种天亮了、天开的感觉。我上来以后呢，我走了两步呢，我就在那发现这个岸上一排的人，好像在跳舞啊，很长的裙带，左一边右一边，那种笑脸和那种那个眼神和那种面目，哎呀，怎这么和蔼，这么亲热，简直我形容不出来，一下子跑到我眼睛里去，甚至要掉到我嗓子眼里，我感觉有点可怕，我就咽了一口气。我这口这个止住，被掉到我肚子里去，就这种感觉。但是我这人一下一睁眼睛，我一瞅这沙滩上零零星星有我们几个人，哎呀，我觉得我可能是有点幻觉。这时候我脚下有点凉，我就感到我的应该穿拖鞋，我上来了，然后我就连上把这个拖鞋拎着，我就去换衣服洗漱去了。哎呀，回来以后我这个。当半夜的时候，我就睡不着觉了，我就突然想起来这个事情了，我就觉得这怎么回事啊？哎呀，这个事情挺奇妙的。然后这时候呢，突然我的门卧室的门开了，我女儿进来给我的孙子找书。他俩说了：“唐佑，你今天受洗了还这么激动啊？还没睡呢？”啊，我说没什么，没什么。这时候他就出去了，我这一看灯打灯12:05，这个时候我就说我得睡觉了，但是这些像个影片似的白片在我脑海里，就是导演了几次，经常的导演，我就感觉到这可能是一种圣灵给我的恩典，所以是这样慢慢我就睡了一个安稳祥和酣睡的觉，一直到天亮，就这样就过来了。所以我能够迈到这个门槛里头，和大家众弟兄姊妹改口了，以前称我为先生，我感到有点很不舒服，我就想称为我兄弟姐妹兄弟，我感到非常的舒服，因为我们合二为一了，不是外国人了，我非常感谢。哈利路亚，感谢大家，感谢君，感谢传道，谢谢，
谢
谢
啊，
谢谢谢谢。
上礼拜还是刘先生，现在刘弟兄，
谢谢，感谢神，感谢神。
好，我们下一次灵会应该是明年4月，还有7个月哈、哦，我们大家一起来努力哈、哦，即使带不到慕道者祷告也可以，因为我们当中好多好几位都是自己走进来的哈。哦，好像那个 Ada 也是自己走进来的啊，好几个吧，都是自己走进来的。我说神会自己带羊进来啊，所以多祷告，神会带领我们的工作啊，感谢神。我们也一起来祷告。奉主耶稣圣名祷告。哈利路亚。
看到什么？
看得亮。精神破料，像这个人人同听，看不见。
但是，你说你看到很多人吗、啊？
对啊。
哎，上岸上没有几个人啊。
是啊。
那你看到什么？
我不知道啊，就是很多人。
很多人。
哎，就像跳舞啊，很长的这个，很长的像是标语牌子，还不是标语。哎呀，这么一下，这么短一下，好像天使的那种动作，在欢迎你，好像是在
欢迎你回来，
就是那种、哎呀。
你在水里面看到还是起来以后看？
起来以后。
哦、
起来
嘿嘿。
哎呀，给我整得有点迷糊。我说我这么大年龄，肯定是有点眼睛花花，看不清楚，我没回意思。我这脚下还这么明白，我脚踩在沙子。赶紧回去给我瞅， 沙袋就没有几个人了。
对对，沙袋没有几个
人。啊，是啊，我说我的肯定是换的，我都没好意思说。
哦。
第一个不能去。然后那个搞得我晚上睡着觉，我就合计这个事。这难道这四个人，神给我人脸，怎么搞？我女儿说：“你今天受洗了，很激动的。”你
就是花旗女儿，上次她来过一次嘛，
对，
感恩节那是去年，
对，
请她来，
对，
我们快一年就过去了。
对，她这次本来我受洗她要来的，我没有那个地址，没有那个地址，然后说我没有那个地址，我不知道，我说到那。
你是下水的时候黑的出去，还是上来的时候？
下去的要上来的时候。
哦，黑的就出去。
哎、
哦，
这边出去。
感觉到一个力量还是什么？
一种，就是黑的往上一下子压下去以后，就像那种水压的似的，一下子喷上去，上来。
啊、
哦。涌出去，哗呀一下。
你怎么知道觉得是黑的呢？
我的感觉出来了，这是黑的东西。
是啊，
因为这水流跟眼睛里头水流的是亮的，哗啦啦啦啦。
水是亮的。
对。
那个小飞也是说黑的东西出去。
对对对，一股黑的东西上去。
一股哈。
对，一股东西。对对对对对对，就从脚里头，我们家是。
脚的。
对对对对对，黑的东西，一股柱，我们家呀，这样的。
那股力量的感觉，是不是有力量？
有一股力量，它往上，哎，对对，有力量，很大的
力量，
对，很大的
冲出来，
对，冲过去，就像那种喷泉，
喷泉这样，
好鬼的，那个是好鬼。
因为你们还没有受洗，是在属魔鬼、属世界的。
是啊，我就合计一个问题嘛，我到了半夜我就合计一个问题，
从撒旦的泉下归向神，那个撒旦唰就出去了。
哎，我就觉得这个有点，
你说安装看到什么？
天使
走回来的时候，
对，就是上来的时候，我就
没有没有还没有走，他只是上来。
对，上来的时候，我就这个走要进的时候，我就忘了是走上来了还是在水里这块儿，觉得一咕噜到岸上的时候，我讲岸上这个脸面这么白，像那个标语，也不是标语，像裙子，不像裙子，像带着，不像带着，好像天使那个脸像天使似的，哎呀，那个笑脸，那个温柔。那个善良的就此刻冲着我来了，由远而近，一下子又回又过来，哎，我说这进我嘴里来的，知道吧？我就很害怕，我就连咽口，把这嗓面就打过了，这一下眼睛定睛的看一下，哎呦，沙滩上没有什么东西。
你说看到天使过来是吗？
对，
眼镜这样
接
你，
对对对对对对对，
欢迎。那他来的时候都很笑脸，
对呀，
那个
笑脸给我感动的简直。就那个几秒钟之内给我感动，就像几个小时那种感动，我都要哭了。但是一哭了就没法表达我的心情。
多少个来？
一个人。
只有一个。
对，一个人的笑脸。
那你不是很多个吗？
就那种看到很多，
啊、
然后就一个人
过
来了。我就说他是个天使。
你说看了很多天使，可是一个人。
对对对对，
这个天使来迎接你。
对，太温柔了，那个面目简直，我就形容不好，就是那种。
然后他好像进来你身体，
对对对，就到我嘴里到这块了，然后回去了，然后又回来，哎呀，我这是吸咽口气，我说不行，要进我了，就不行了，就是我很害怕。
那你说你那时候祷告的时候感觉像圣灵下来吗？是不是你说有感觉圣灵下来？
祷告
灵眼，你说刚才我听你说，你说在祷告的时候讲灵眼吗？你在受洗的时候有在讲灵眼吗？
受洗的时候，
对，你在祷告。
祷告的时候，
你进到水里，你在祷告。
我没有，
我也听到
你啊，听
到那种。我看你在那个相片的时候，看你在祷告。
哦，是是，是
在
祷
告。你刚才说你感觉圣灵下来，有没有？
对，圣灵也就浇灌下来了。哇，
你有感觉？
对对对。
在还没有下水前，在祷告的时候还是什么？
就是下水，随着下水。
下水的时候圣灵下来。
哎、对对对。
然后魔鬼才出去，
对，黢黑的东西上去，
圣灵进来，
哦，我一上来够。
你说那时候是传到暗手还是还没暗手？
那时候我就赶紧就没有了，就传到指定是安着我的手啊，安着我的头啊，可能。
那你说你那时候 那我不清楚，因为当初你来的时候是自己走进来吗？
是啊。
可是那时候他不是他邀你吗？你女儿来我家。
是啊，那时候这个他邀请我了，邀请我没来。
对。
我的太太她不同意，她说你这么忙，那到那去干嘛？就把我的念头都打消了。
哦，那你是最后又想？
对，我就想这个事儿，慢慢的，鼓鼓松松的，老想到这里来，因为我散步经常搁那边那个道走，然后我说这边真耶稣教会，每次我都看到这几个字“金光闪闪”，我就觉得真耶稣教会，好像一种心里有一种，哎，拱拱松松的，什么教会呢？怎么回事呢？
就想要好奇，好奇。
对。
那你进来是礼拜四吗？
礼拜四啊，正好是礼
拜四。我记得那，我记得你那个女的打电话，结果你还没完，第二就早
走
了，没去吃饭。
那天真是礼拜四，一点不差。要平时没有人呐，
对
不对？
对。